It was a quiet Sunday night at the TriStar City building. TCB is located in downtown Atlanta and is unique in that it services three different markets. The bottom two floors serve as an urgent care. Floors 3 and 4 are commercial real estate office spaces that house a couple law practices, and the top two floors are individually owned condominium units. At 5 p.m., a resident in Unit 506 was cooking dinner for his two children when a grease fire broke out on the stovetop. Within minutes, the two sprinkler heads placed in the kitchen were set off, immediately flooding his unit. Additionally, the water quickly began running down to floors below. Sarah Black, the property manager for TCB, had already left for the day and received word of the loss via a phone call on her ride home. Sarah's building engineer informed her that 5 floors had flooded and that she would need a vendor who specializes in water damage restoration immediately. Sarah knew that there was only one company for the job. Immediately after her phone call with the building engineer, Sarah called Epic. Lindsay from the customer call center greeted Sarah and asked her to explain the details of her situation. After asking some information-gathering questions, Lindsay ended her conversation with Sarah with the knowledge required to appropriately dispatch an operations team. Since the loss took place at night and outside of normal business hours, Lindsay utilized the on-call rotation to carry out her dispatch responsibilities. Lindsay carefully reviewed the availability and skill sets of the available teams and called Tyler and informed him that TCB just received a 5-floor loss from a sprinkler discharge and that they requested immediate mitigation. Tyler called his 2 crew members and passed along the information. Knowing he needed additional equipment, Tyler also put in an order with logistics for additional air movers. The crew met 30 minutes later at Epic's Midtown location and picked up a response van to drive to TCB. Tyler and his crew were on site within 1 hour of the initial call and worked through the night to extract water on all 5 floors. After the extraction was complete, Tyler directed his crew to place the necessary drying equipment in all affected areas while he captured photos and completed documentation. Meanwhile, the order Tyler placed with logistics arrived at TCB. Over the next couple of days, Tyler served as the production lead for the water damage phase of the TCB project. As such, he served as the on-site supervisor and ensured that his crew worked hard to dry the building. Each day, the crew monitored all affected areas for moisture content. Some areas and materials dried quickly with the help of air movers and dehumidifiers. Other areas, however, received severe water damage, and the best mitigation practice was to cut and remove the wet material. Tyler documented all efforts to dry the building as well as all needed demolition measures. Once the demolition had been completed, the team scanned the project to assemble a 3D model of the space. This helps provide a true-to-life picture of the damages present at the time of the event. Epic's equipment remained in place for 5 days after the fire started, and the TCB building was finally dry. QAS finalized their review of the team's documentation and provided the billing backup for the structural dehumidification, as well as a draft of the construction estimate to the opportunity owner. Stephen reviewed the proposal and shared it with Sarah. Happy with the numbers, she let Stephen know that TCB would move forward with Epic for the construction phase of the project. Over the next few days, the production leads worked hard to ensure that the TCB building received the care it deserved. They directed their construction crew to install new floors, reconstruct walls that had been cut or removed, put baseboards back into place, and give many rooms a new paint job. And, after 4 days dedicated to construction, all affected areas of the TCB building were back to their pre-loss condition. Upon completion, the invoice for Epic Services was sent to Sarah by Lindsay, the property coordinator assigned to this job. Sarah gladly accepted the invoice. Sarah couldn't believe it. In just 9 short days, her building had gone from a 5-floor flood zone to a brand new building. She called her building engineer to share the good news. At Epic, there's no alone in recovery. As a team, we safeguard tomorrow for our Atlanta neighbors by defending their property and peace of mind so they can get back to business as usual.